much. I am so excited to be here today. I was out last week, and it seems like I've been out of church for a couple of weeks now. And it was only a week, and so I am so excited to be back with you all. If you can, while you're standing, go ahead and grab your Bibles, your iPhones, your Android, whatever device that you use to read the Word of the Lord from. And as you go there and continue to stand, turn to John, the Gospel of John, the 16th chapter, and we're going to read starting at verse 12. The Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 12. When you have it, say, I have it. If you don't have it, say, hold up. All right, the Word of the Lord reads as such. It says, I still have many things to tell you, but you can bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own, but He will speak whatever He hears. He will also declare to you what is to come. Verse 14 says, He will glorify me because He will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything the Father has is mine. This is why I told you that He takes from what is mine and will declare it to you. If we can, let's go ahead and read our Connect Church vision statement. And with excitement and enthusiasm, let's read this as if our life depended upon it. It says, Connect Church exists to make disciples of Jesus Christ who love God, love people, and impact the world. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace today, God. We just thank you for another opportunity, God, to come and fellowship, God, with one another and to fellowship around your word. God, thank you for this word today, God. Thank you for this sermon series that we're in, God. Thank you, God, that help is here, God. And so, God, I pray, God, that as we dive in and study the works of the Holy Spirit, I pray, God, that our hearts are saturated. I pray, God, that this word falls on the good soil of our hearts, not on the stony places and not on the rocky places, but on the good soil of our hearts, that this word, God, might bring back a harvest in our lives. And so, God, here I stand, God, as your humble servant, God, with one request and one request only, God, and that is that you wear me like a glove. Use me, God, for the very intents and purposes that you created me for, God, and that is to make your name great. And so, God, I just give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. And as we take our seats, let everyone say amen. And you can be seated. Children, you are dismissed. I remembered. So, If this is your first or second time here, and if you wasn't here last Sunday, Pastor Jared kicked off a new sermon series that we're in. It's called Help Is Here. And what we're fellowshipping around is the Holy Spirit. And so Pastor Jared kicked us off by explaining to us in such an eloquent way that the Holy Spirit is our helper. And so we're going to continue in this sermon series for the next 4 weeks, I believe. And so today we're going to fellowship around this idea of the Holy Spirit, our guide. And I know you say, well, he just talked to us about the Holy Spirit, our helper, but the Holy Spirit, our guide. And I want to impress upon you this, and this is the reason why this sermon series is so impactful to our church, because you can tell a church that is not driven and led by the Holy Spirit. And some of us were raised in different denominations with different beliefs about the Holy Spirit. And so I wanted us to make sure that as Connect Church, that we know and we understand the power and the impact that the Holy Spirit has on our lives. And I think if you see any growing church, any church that's making an impact, those churches are led by the Holy Spirit. And so I thought it was just so perfect that after Easter, because we just celebrated and rejoiced with one another on the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ about 2 weeks ago. And I call Easter the Super Bowl for the believers. It is probably the biggest event that we as believers celebrate collectively. But today I want to talk to you about what happened after the resurrection. And I really want to drive home this point because, and please don't misconstrue or take this in the wrong context. I'm not de-emphasizing the resurrection of Christ, okay? I am not de-emphasizing that, because that's the premise of who we are. That is everything that we stand on, is Christ's resurrection. But life after the resurrection is equally as important. And so today, what I want to do is talk to us about life after the resurrection. Why? Because we weren't there when Jesus showed himself to over 500 people after he raised himself from the dead. We weren't there. But Jesus tells his disciples, and he gives them some clear instructions. And he says, if you look at same book of John, Gospel of John, verse 7 in chapter 16 of John, it says this. It says, "But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I am leaving." And this is the part that I want us to really understand, that it was, as the text says, it was to our advantage for Jesus to ascend into heaven. And he ascended into heaven and he seated at the right hand of the Father. And because he is there, the Holy Spirit is with us here. And he says that if I don't go, I can't send him. Man, I'm getting started already. He says, "But I tell you this truth, that it is to your advantage that I am leaving. For if I do not leave, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him." And I believe sometimes for us as Western Christians, especially in America, and you have different sects that they take the Holy Spirit and they go far to the left. Then you have some who take the Holy Spirit and they go far to the right. But I want to make sure that we walk away after this sermon series understanding the importance of the Holy Spirit in the everyday life of a believer. It is this Holy Spirit that we went through this past week. He says the Holy Spirit is a helper. The Holy Spirit will help, aid, and assist you. But see, if you don't understand that, and if you don't know what that means to your everyday life, you're going to believe that it's just some words. But I am telling you, and I've experienced it, and I know that others have experienced it, when you invite the Holy Spirit into the situation, things change. Things change. Because God said that he sent him to help us. And he would not be doing his job if he did not help us. And this key element, as I said, that is not emphasized and not taken advantage of enough, and in fact is missing in some of our lives and in some of our churches, is this: the ascension of Jesus Christ empowers. The ascension of Jesus Christ empowers. And without the ascension, we would not have the Holy Spirit in our lives after the resurrection. And I loved what Pastor Jared highlighted this past week. He said that Jesus told his disciples, he said, "I would not leave you as orphans." Can you just get that picture in your head, that he will not leave us as orphans? And what are orphans? Orphans are fatherless, homeless, motherless. He says, "I will not leave you as an orphan." He says, "I know that you don't understand why I have to do what I have to do, but can I tell you this? I have to do it for you." And most people, well, I won't say most, some people have this image of the Holy Spirit as a spooky thing. And some people feel like the only time that the Holy Spirit is invoked is if you're jumping and shouting and all that, and that is one evidence of it. But the Holy Spirit was sent by Jesus to help us along our way. And he shows up and he shows out in whatever the situation calls for. And so it might be a very emotional thing for you at that time. But don't get stuck in that the only way the Holy Spirit is exhibited is through a bunch of jumping and shouting and speaking in tongues. You can't put the Holy Spirit in a box. Boxing the Holy Spirit is like trying to box God, and you can't put God in a box. And so today I want to, in our time together, I want to fellowship around this idea of the Holy Spirit, our guide. We talked about him as a helper, but today I want to talk about the Holy Spirit, our God. Our guide. And in John chapter 16, Jesus is having some crucial conversations with his disciples. He's having these crucial conversations with his disciples because he's in fact preparing them for life after the resurrection. And he's warning them in chapter 16, he's warning them of the persecution that they're going to face. He's warning them of a lot of things that's going to happen to them. And I say it like this: Jesus is laying out for the disciples the game plan for after he's ascended. If you look at John chapter 16, verse 12, it says this. He says, "I have still many things to tell you." He says, "I have so much to share with you." There's a lot that I want to pour into you right now before I go away. And have you ever sent your child off to school the first day of school, or you actually, I seen it when we sent our sons off to school, and I just felt like, man, it was just so much. I just had to just get into them because they were going to be there and we were going to be here. And I wanted to make sure that I equipped them, that I gave them everything. And so, man, I remember, and we had two sons on opposite ends of Interstate 35. We had one in Oklahoma and we had one in Austin. And man, I tell you, I didn't allow my wife to see it, but man, that was one of the most frightening times of my life. Because here it is, my two sons are stepping away and they're going into another dimension of life. And this is what Jesus is imparting into his disciples, because he knows that he's getting prepared to go and they've been accustomed to having him around. And he says, I have so much to tell you. But then he backs it up with this. He says, but you can't bear them now. When I was reading this statement, the only thing that came to my mind was the movie A Few Good Men, when Jack Nicholas is on trial and he shouts out, "You can't handle the truth. You can't handle the truth." And what Jesus is telling his disciples, everything that I have for you, you can't handle this truth on your own. You're going to have a helper. You're going to have a guide. You're going to have me. You're going to have somebody with you to help you to disseminate all that I have to give you. And so my first point is, verse 13, the Holy Spirit is our guide. The Holy Spirit is our guide. Turn with me, or go one verse down to verse 13. He says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. Now, when you just take that and just break that down, because now in our society now, there's this statement that goes around is, I know my truth. And whenever I hear that, I don't judge, I just smile. Because I know the truth that I have compared to God's truth, it's not even on the same scale. But the text says that Jesus loved me so much that he's going to send a guide. And when this guide comes, this guide is going to lead me into all truth. He's going to guide me and lead me into all truth. Truth. And just so that you know, the Greek word for the word God is hadagaio, hadagaio, and it means to show the way, to guide, and to lead. And when I think about this, it makes me think about who's guiding you or who's leading you. Who are you following? Who are you walking in behind? Who is leading you in every area of your life? Because for some of us, it's sad to say, but Instagram is the leader in our lives. TikTok, YouTube, Facebook is really guiding our lives. Don't throw any rocks at me. I know I spend time on Facebook and Instagram, but I'm telling you, if we're not careful, social media can replace the Holy Spirit and become our guide. Why? Because if we're not careful and if we don't take the time to hone in and to spend time with the Holy Spirit, other things will take his place. And I did say he because I want you to understand that the Holy Spirit is not an it. It is a person. It is the third part of the Trinity. Please understand that. And he, the Holy Spirit, was given to us to guide us and to lead us. And can I say this? Your guide makes all the difference in the world. Your guide makes all the difference in the world. I'm going to give you an illustration. When you go fishing, you can fish and go to the same lake where a guide service is there. And you can go to the same lake, have the same fishing boat, and not know where the fish are. But a guide, have you ever hired a fishing guide? A fishing guide knows where to go, what time to go, and he knows exactly, he can say, hey, drop your hook like right there. And all you have to do is do what the guide says. If he says drop your hook here, don't drop it over here, drop it right here. And you're going to catch fish. Why? Because the guide, whoever's guiding you, makes all the difference in the world. And can I add this? Sometimes we believe we can guide ourselves. I matriculated from this school. I've been doing this for this many years. I've been doing this since I was 2 years old. How are you gonna tell me? Some of us, the more education we get, the more YouTube channels we have, can cause us to miss out on being guided by the Holy Spirit. I know that worked for them, but God has something else over here for you. See, that's the part that I want us to get as believers of God, is that the Holy Spirit will guide us into what God has for me. Some of us are trying to get what God has for others, and that might not be what God is guiding you to. But when you spend time with the Holy Spirit, when you spend time in God's Word, you're going to know where God is leading you if you allow the Holy Spirit to guide you. I like 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 12 in the NLT version. It says this, it says, but it was to us. I'm going to read this slowly because I really want you to catch this. But it was to us that God revealed these things by what? His Spirit. For His Spirit searches out everything. And what? Shows us God's deep secrets. Have you ever wanted to know the deep things of God. Have you ever wanted to know that info that it's not given to everyone? Because some people won't put in the work. He says, no one can know a person's thoughts except that person's own spirit. And no one knows God's thoughts except who? God's own spirit. And we have received God's spirit. Now, in the NLT, it is in parentheses, it says this, not the world's spirit. We have received God's spirit so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given to us. Man, if that doesn't excite you, this is what the Holy Spirit does for us as followers of Jesus Christ. And let me add this too here while I'm here. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, when you confessed with your mouth and believed with your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, at that instant, at that very instant, the Holy Spirit was inside of you. There's not a second step. There's not anything else. Nobody has to lay hands on you. Nobody has to pour oil on you. You received it right then. And it's the same Holy Spirit that Paul is talking about here in 1 Corinthians. And he says, and we have received that Spirit. And he says, so we can know the wonderful things that God has freely given to us. Have you ever asked yourself, man, why do I keep making the same mistake over and over again? God, why do I find myself going around in circles in life? God, why is life so hard for me? Why do I make things so hard? God, why do I keep doing the same thing over and over and over again? Can I suggest to you? You're living by your own guidance. You think you know it all. And can I tell you, it's some folks that, whew, boy, you can't tell them nothing. They've done everything. I ain't going to say nothing. I'm going to just go on right by that one right there. No, you ain't going to trick me. You ain't going to trick me into this one. No. Keep going, Aleem. So what we need to do is that we need to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal more of Christ to us. That's why you keep going around in circles. That's the reason why there's something that God is trying to teach you and you hadn't gotten it yet. Because you want to do it your way. You don't want to push back from the table and fast. You don't want to wake up early and spend time with God in prayer. You don't want to fellowship with others. But you're so spiritual. Me and God had this special thing. No, you don't. No, you don't. But when we humble ourselves, I had to do this because I'm going through some things right now. The other day, I just had to pray, Holy Spirit, what do I do? Have you ever just asked the Holy Spirit, what do I do? It's just that simple. Holy Spirit, what do I do? And just shut up and listen. He's promised to us as a helper. He's promised to us as a guide. But the thing is, we have to understand, how do we not access it, because he's there, but I want to say the word, how do we activate the Holy Spirit more in our lives? Because he's there. But not only is the Holy Spirit a guide, here's the part in verse 14 that just excited me about this passage of scripture. Verse 14 says, he will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Man, when you break that scripture down, what the text is telling us is this, is that what is downloaded from God to the Holy Spirit is available to us. But it's not only available to us, but it's available to us. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is going to only tell us and guide us in stuff that glorifies God. But see, we want the credit. We want to shine. We want everybody to see how spiritual and how God is just working in our lives. Can I tell you the one thing that I've come to understand? From what I've observed, it's not always the people that do the most talking that God is using the most. I'm going to just let that sit just right there. Because normally it's the people that are doing all of the talking, they're really just doing what? All of the talking. And there's nothing that glorifies God in anything that they want to do. It's all about the shine that they can have. And when I say shine, shine means attention. It means people recognize you, okay? So I want to make sure I'm clear, because I am from Oak Cliff, so I can sometimes speak. So, y'all are so funny. So the prevailing work of the Holy Spirit is to do this, is to reveal and to glorify Jesus Christ. And when you're trying to show more Christ, and when you're trying to glorify God, the Holy Spirit is going to get involved in that and going to guide you. But if you want to make it all about you, then that's all on you. The Holy Spirit's prevailing work is to reveal and glorify Jesus Christ. And when the Holy Spirit is working in our lives, it is evident by the fact that we are delighting in Christ Jesus, that we are exalting Christ Jesus, that we love Christ Jesus, and that we tell others about him. That's when the Holy Spirit is working in our lives, when we work to glorify Jesus Christ. Amen? And so the Holy Spirit, he guides us. He glorifies God. But then here's the part that I really, really want to drill down on. Verse 15 says this. It says, everything the Father has is mine. Jesus is saying, everything that God has, it's mine. It's mine. And he says, this is why I told you that he's speaking of the Holy Spirit, takes from what is mine, the Father, and he declares it to you. What is this saying? It says, it's telling us that the Holy Spirit speaks. See, some of us, sometimes we don't believe that the Holy Spirit will speak to us. And if you're always waiting on this audible, Tanya, God says to love your husband some more, that's not going to happen. Tanya, God says for you to take out the trash this time, not your husband. It's that's not how he speaks. But I want us to understand and know this. Man, please get this, get this, get this. The Holy Spirit, he guides us, he glorifies, but then the Holy Spirit speaks. He speaks, and he will speak to you. He speaks to us. But the question is, we have to find out how he speaks. How does he speak? The first way he speaks is he speaks through his word. Actually, he's going to only speak through God's word. So if you don't have any of this in you, you're not going to be able to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. Why? Because it's going to sound like the Holy Spirit is speaking Spanish and you hear it in English. It's not going to make sense. It's not going to make sense when the Holy Spirit speaks to you and tells you to go strike up a conversation with this person over here, who don't look like you, that are very different from you, but the Holy Spirit, in a small, still voice, says, go introduce yourself to them. And your first thing is, why? I don't know him. I don't know her. I don't like what they got on. But when the Holy Spirit, if you don't understand how the Holy Spirit speaks, it's not going to, you can't, it's like, who is the cartoon character? Charlie Brown, when he's like, wah, 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 that's what that is going to sound like. For y'all who don't know, Charlie Brown was a okay. Y'all good? I'm good? Okay. All right. I'm just trying to make sure I hit all the crowd, that I know everybody, because, you know. So anyway, y'all stop playing. Y'all play too much. The Holy Spirit speaks, though. And it's the ministry of the Holy Spirit to enrich us with the treasures of God's truth. It's the Holy Spirit's job to enrich us with the treasures of God's truth. But see, when you don't fall in love with the truths of God, it's not going to sound right. Someone called me the other day and asked me a question, and he was reading God's word, and he's not a believer, and he was like, why doesn't the Bible talk about this? I let him get through, and I told him, I said, man, I'm just going to tell you just the God's honest truth. I mean, you call me all the time, asking me all these questions, and you're not a believer, and you're really just trying to get information so that you can show how smart you are, and that you really don't have a dependence on God, but you want to read God's word. I'm like, what are you doing? And so I told him, I said, man, I'm just going to tell you. Until you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you won't ever understand this. You won't ever understand this. Because when the Bible tells us to love those who have despitefully used us, you can't understand that. When the Bible tells us that we are all God's children, not some of us, not a particular sect, and not a particular label of people, but we're all God's children. And when I identify myself as a follower of Jesus Christ, the Bible commands us to love one another. You won't understand that if you don't fall in love with God's word and the Holy Spirit has moved on your heart. You see, we sometimes get caught up in wanting the Holy Spirit to speak the deep things to us, but we ain't even got the easy things yet. Love one another. Jesus says this, he says the two greatest commandments is what? Love God with all my heart, with all my soul, and the second one is like what? Huh? Love your neighbor as yourself. When the Holy Spirit speaks to you and tells you to go introduce yourself to a neighbor, you're not going to understand it. You see, those are the simple things of God. The Holy Spirit is just waiting so that we could get to the deep things of God. Here's one other thing I want us to understand. Is that where the Holy Spirit is at work, truth is declared. Truth is declared. The Holy Spirit is not going to be involved in lies. The Holy Spirit is not going to be caught up in what your truth is. The Holy Spirit is going to reside. The Holy Spirit is going to work in a place where truth is declared. If you want to be right with God, if you want to love God and love others as yourself, God is going to be involved in that. The Holy Spirit is going to be involved in those truths. But too many of us come to God with our own agendas, and we don't want to get on God's agenda. And this is where the Holy Spirit is guiding us to, is in the truths of God. And so, come back next week. We're going to continue in the Holy Spirit series, and that help is here. And next week, I'm going to continue to show you other ways that the Holy Spirit is here for us. The Holy Spirit is not coming. The Holy Spirit is here. He's here right now. And so it's up to us to bring ourselves to that spiritual plane where the Holy Spirit resides. And so I really want you to walk away today understanding this, that the Holy Spirit is crucial in the lives of the believers. The Holy Spirit is crucial. Because we live, as I started out by saying, we live on the other side of the resurrection. We live after the ascension. And for us to live the types of lives that God has called us to, God loved us so much that he sent help. And he not only sent help, but he sent a guide. And so today, with every head bowed and every eye closed, if you're here today, and I know you probably just showed up today because someone invited you, I can tell you that this is not by incident, it's not by accident, that you're here on purpose. And so if you're here today and all this talk of the Holy Spirit has you confused or wondering, what are we talking about? I want to invite you to a relationship with Jesus Christ. And in your relationship with Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit comes with it. And so in a few, all of us are going to stand. We're going to pray. And if you want to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to do something today. I'm going to ask you to step out in the aisles, come down front, and there are going to be people here that will pray with you and walk you through becoming a follower of Jesus Christ. So if we can, let's all stand. And if you're here today and you are a believer, and you know that you've not been that you're that you're still unsure of how to activate the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, or if you just want somebody to just pray with you, there will be people down front here that will pray for you and pray with you, because sometimes all of us need prayer. Sometimes all of us need someone to just talk to. Someone that doesn't know you or necessarily that's involved in what you're going through. But I want you to know, here at Connect Church, we want to pray with you. We believe in what the Bible says in Galatians, that we are to bear one another's burdens. And so if that's you today, come down for prayer. We want to pray with you. Some of our staff is down here. Some of our somebody's here to pray with you. So I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace today, God. God, we just thank you for sending your Son and your Son sending the Holy Spirit. And so, God, we just thank you, God, that we embrace this helper, this guide that you've sent to us, God. God, because we are confident, God, that he glorifies you. So, God, we can be confident in what the Holy Spirit tells us, because his only chief aim is to glorify you. And, God, he will only speak what he hears from you. And, God, we want to hear from you, God. God, we're in situations, we're in circumstances, God, where, God, we need a word from you, God. God, we don't need a word from no one else, God. We need to hear from you. And so, God, thank you for the Holy Spirit to guide us and to lead us, God, into the truths of your word. God, thank you for just who you are. And again, God, I pray that this word germinates in the good soils of our heart, good soil of our heart. That it brings back a harvest, God, and the harvest that we're talking about, God, is a deeper relationship with you, God, to where we can understand and know the deep secrets in you, God. So God, we just give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray.